Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, cats and kittens, to another thrilling episode of What's Happening on Happening.com. That's right. This is where you get to know the artists of the greater San Diego area just a little bit better. And before I start my interview with our next artist, we're going to play one of my favorite songs of hers. It's called Babylon Boogie, and it actually came out on Candy Cane's record, Home Cookin'. So listen up. This is Sue Palmer, featured on Babylon Boogie. Was great, Sue.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you chose that one to play for everyone. So what year did that record come out?
Let's see, I think it was probably like 93, early 90s.
Excellent.
Definitely.
And for those of you who are not familiar with who I'm talking to, this is Sue Palmer, the queen of Boogie Woogie. One of the main reasons that I moved to San Diego, when I saw those 10 fingers flying and that smile and her fabulous outfits. And back in the day when she played with Candy, she wore this giant bouffant hairdo, this big beehive. And it was fantastic. And she wowed me with her boogie woogie stylings from the beginning.
Wow.
I couldn't believe your left hand.
Oh, a woman with good taste.
Well, you know it, girlfriend. So, early 90s, you were playing with Candy Cane. How did you meet her? How did you get involved with Candy Cane?
Well, she was a feminist at Palomar Junior College here, local junior college in San Diego. And she was president of the NOW chapter or something like that. And she asked me to be in a benefit. And I believe her husband at the time, Thomas Yearsley, had brought her to see my band play because he thought she might be interested in playing with me. So we worked together a few times, and she sat in with my band a few times, and she came to see a wonderful man named Preston Coleman that we got to play with in my band Tobacco Road, and he gave us a lot of legitimacy because he had been a big wheel in Chicago and New York, older African-American man, and knew all these and had played with all these fabulous jazz musicians, and he kind of brought people to us that we wouldn't on our own been able to have been exposed to, and that probably included Candy and Tom.
Well, that is great. For those of you listening, we are recording this podcast at Thomas Yearsley's studio in Oceanside, California right now. So things are really going full circle.
Right.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. So Tobacco Road, you mentioned, was kind of the gateway for Candy to learn about your talents. And did you know about Preston Coleman before you started Tobacco Road, or did it all happen at once?
Well, I knew of him because he played with some friends of mine. He was a teacher. He loved to, he had great hope and faith in that everyone could learn to play music. And he was pretty, he's pretty right. I mean, once in a while he would admit that somebody really didn't have it, but rarely, very, very rarely. And he was very kind and generous, and he taught a jazz class in the junior college. And so I had met him through my friends that were students of his. And so I got an opportunity. There was a little club up in Leucadia called the Old Time Cafe.
Okay.
And they particularly went out of their way to hire women, which I really appreciated. And every band I was in and every duo I was in, they would hire me for that. And so I was a duo with my friend Eric Hybertson, and they wanted us to have a bigger band. So I had my friend Sharon Schufeld, who's still my drummer now. I hired her, and I thought, well, I'm going to ask the best person.
Good move.
First, at least. All I can say is no.
Exactly.
And he played with us, and we had the most wonderful time for about 10 years.
Oh, that's so cool. So I'd like to know a little bit about your family upbringing. Tell me about how did you get into music? I know my parents had a lot of music playing all the time when I was a kid. Neither one were really musicians, but we always had a piano in the house, and they always had records going. So tell me, did your parents have any influence on your musicality?
Oh, yes. My mother was from Texas.
Yeehaw!
Yes. And all of her, my mother and all of her siblings and my grandfather and my grandmother were all musicians, and they came from this little tiny town in the panhandle in Texas, Chillicothe.
I've never heard of Chillicothe.
Oh my God, it's so, it's the same. They all left. You know, there wasn't much happening, and it was the Depression when they were young. And so they were the happening thing in the town. I mean, you played music because you didn't have anything else to do, and you know, and it was fun. And my grandfather was a fiddler. He played like Turkey in the Straw kind of thing. And
okay.
They always said he was the caller for the square dances. Ooh. Which is like band leader or something, you know.
Alleman left, Alleman right.
Yeah, right. But all his children were swing musicians.
Oh.
Because that's 30s and 40s, you know. So when they all got together and came out here, they played. That's what we always did. We didn't sit down and watch TV or anything when the whole group got together. They played music. And
Did they settle in San Diego?
My mother was the youngest, and the older sister came out here, I think, during World War II, probably. And my mother eventually and her next sister came out and lived with them. And my mother worked at Solar, like a Rosie the Riveter kind of job during World War II, and my aunt that came out with her was a really, really good piano player, and she lived with my parents and us, you know, until I was about 15 or so, and I learned how to play piano and ukulele, and, you know, I wanted to participate with the family music, so that's, you were required to. You had to listen, if nothing else, you had to listen and clap or, you know, play percussion or something. And my friends still make fun of me because they always had to do that at my house when they came over. And they thought it was really weird, you know, but.
Hey, music was definitely a part of my growing up fabric.
Yeah.
At all of my family's reunions and, well, not even a reunion, just it was such a big family. Everyone would get in the basement in Michigan, and everyone had an instrument that they played.
Oh, wow.
And we sat around in a circle and sang all the old songs.
Yeah.
You know, so that's where I learned how to be the center of attention was by getting in the middle of the circle and dancing for everyone while they played.
That my brother ended up being a ballet dancer.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I guess I got the musician disease. And he became a dancer, so.
Well, fantastic.
Yeah. It's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to talk a little bit more about how busy you are now later on, but I'd like to play one of the songs from your record, Ain't Nobody's Business, that you put on with Tobacco Road and featuring Preston Coleman. This song is called Open the Door, Richard.
Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? The whole band was invited to a party last night. My friend Richard, he went home early. He's got the only key to the house, so I'll have to knock on the door to see if I can get in. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? You see, Richard sleeps in the back room. It's kind of hard to hear back there. So I guess I'll have to knock a little louder. Oh my God! Oh, man. It's cold! Uh-oh! There's old lady Scoop-de-loop. Every time I'm out, she's always saying, where's he been? Where's he been? I'm gonna straighten her out. Yes, it's me, and I'm drunk again, and I'm gonna stay that way as long as somebody else is buying. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door? I went down to the Grand Grill last night, and the bartender served me a drink called Bourbon and Clorox. After I drank 10 of those, you know they threw me out of the joint. I fell right in front of my pastor. I looked at him, and he looked down at me and said, man, you ain't got no class. I told my pastor I got some class I haven't even used yet. Open the door, Richard. Open the door and let me in. Open the door, Richard. Richard, why don't you open that door?
Well, that is a very charming song. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, it was a very popular in 1947.
Of course it was.
Yeah. I actually, this version with Preston, he had so much cute personality, and people loved him so much.
You know? He's got a lot of character in his voice, for sure. A good storyteller. I could see why you wanted to play with him.
He's a fabulous bass player. Fabulous.
All right.
Yeah.
So he played bass in the band and sang?
Uh-huh.
How fantastic.
Everybody in the band played. And almost everybody sang, too. Even I did, although you probably have never heard me sing.
I have not heard you sing.
I quit singing because I started playing with these singers that were just so fabulous. It was like embarrassing, you know. I didn't even want to hear myself.
Well, I definitely know that Sharon Shufelt and April West have great vocals. And
yeah.
I've heard them harmonize with you and your band mm-hmm. for a long time now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's jump to the future just a little bit, or to the present, I should say. We're recording this podcast today at the end of December, and when I think about all of the places you've played this year, it just is amazing. You've been to Russia,
mm-hmm.
you've been to Argentina, you've been to the Netherlands. Where else have you been? I can't even remember.
Well, the rest of them are in the United States.
But all over the U.S.
Yeah, I went to Georgia for a festival with my Motel Swing Orchestra. I went to Tucson to do a boogie-woogie shows with three other national act-type piano players.
Is that part of the Queens of
Queens of Boogie Woogie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where else did I go?
Did you go to the Pacific Northwest? I can't remember.
No. I went to New Orleans, sat in with some people. It was a vacation, but apparently everywhere I go, I have to play.
Well,
now, so
I can imagine your travel companions will demand it forever.
Yeah, right.
I understand. People try to get me to sing everywhere I go.
I know. I understand, too.
Yeah. It's really beautiful mm-hmm. to have good friends like that. So tell me about Argentina.
Well, that was kind of a dream come true because I wrote a song with Candy Kane back in the 90s when we were in Paris. And it's called Swango, and it's a combination of a tango and a swing. And I had picked up the accordion at this point, and I wrote it in my little hotel room, and all I had was my accordion because, you know, I can't have a piano. I'm not Duke Ellington. I can't have a piano in my hotel suite. So I wrote this tango, and because I've been hearing them around Montmartre and, you know, Paris, and was all inspired, and she wrote some words to it with the help of our French manager. They're in French. And anyway, when I went to Argentina this year, I went with my trombone player, April West, who's still in my band now. She was in Tobacco Road also. We got to record it with some real Argentine tango musicians. And it's just like, oh my God, this is so fantastic.
So did you do that in a studio in Argentina?
No, it's a live version. I have it on my website.
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's remind our listeners of your website right now.
SuePalmer.com.
You're kidding.
SuePalmer is probably one of the most popular names. There's like millions of SuePalmers. I have to be really careful when I pick up my prescriptions and, you know, stuff like that. But I got the domain name.
Well done, my web initiative woman. So SuePalmer.com, I love your website. It's got all kinds of history, and it has music, and it has a store. You can buy her music there. You can find out about all of her shows in San Diego and beyond, and news articles about her. And you even had a Sue Palmer Day declared by the city of San Diego.
March 25th.
Woo-hoo! Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That must have been a thrill.
Yeah, it was. It was very, I feel appreciated. I love that.
Yeah, you've stayed super busy. I mean, this year, how many dates have you played? Hundreds.
Well, you know, I really used to play a lot more in the 80s and 90s. And it mostly has to do with the economy, I think. it was hopping back then, and people didn't have as many options as they do now. You know, they didn't have as many recording, listening things, downloads. We didn't have the internet. You know, things were a lot different, and they needed musicians. And now it's kind of a different thing, but it's good for me because I don't really want to work that much anymore. So,
well, I think we should play Swango. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I would like to play. I think you're going to play the version I recorded with Candy Kane on her album because you can hear her sing it also. And this has some fantastic musicians on it.
All right.
Jeff Ross plays guitar, and April West is on trombone. Candy Kane on the vocals.
All right.
I can't remember. I think Tom might have been the bass player, but I'm not sure.
Well, here we have it. This is Swango.
Je veux danser pour te séduire. Donne-moi une chance, viens près de moi. Prends-moi les mains, joue contre joue. Swango. À la lune claire, mon cou s'emballe. Vivons cette nuit pour toute la vie. Juste toi et moi, au septième ciel. Cette sensation du vent des âges, toujours nouvelle, vous ont tourné la terre entière. Cette sensation du fond des âges, toujours nouvelle, vous ont tourné la terre entière. La lune claire, mon cou s'emballe, vivons cette nuit. Au-dessus de la vie, juste toi et moi, au septième ciel.
Well, that was wonderful, and we sure do miss Candy Kane around San Diego. For those of you who are not familiar with her work, I encourage you to go to YouTube or Spotify or any of your favorite listening places and listen to Candy Kane and her magnificent career as a blues musician and songwriter. She did some country too. All different styles, really, and we lost her to cancer in 2016 in May, and we sure miss her around here.
Yeah.
Now, after you stopped playing with Candy Kane's band all the time, you branched out and started your own band, the Motel Swing Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the players. I know you've still got Sharon Shufelt on drums, and you've got April West on trombone that you mentioned. Who else is playing with you?
I have Deidre Marie on vocals.
Ooh, I love her.
And she had a little daughter who was about 10 when I first met Deidre. And now she's a little bit older and has a fabulous voice. So now we have two lead vocalists. And her voice, you know, they blend really well.
But what's her daughter's name?
Sharifa.
Oh, yeah, Sharifa.
They have different timbres to their voice, but they can still blend really well. So it's interesting because they're different kind of singers. I have Pete Harrison on bass, who's also recorded. He's a recording engineer also and has recorded much of my material after I was with Candy. I have the great Steve Wilcox on guitar, who I played with since really the 80s off and on, and he played with Tobacco Road several times. We all used to play at the Belly Up. It was a big scene then in the 80s and 90s. And Steve went on to tour with Candy with me, you know, so we're just old pals and love to play with each other. And also have Johnny View in the horn section.
Yeah, Johnny View plays with my band, The Tighten Up, sometimes.
I know. He's just...
I get lucky.
Mr. Sideman. And he's a fabulous, probably one of the most recorded blues sax players on the West Coast for sure, and all over the world. So he's quite an addition to our band.
And it's great that your band has gotten so much recognition from the local audience. You know, you get played on the jazz station a lot. And of course, you used to have your own show on the jazz station.
Yeah.
And you have been nominated for many San Diego Music Awards, and you've won some. And, you know, you're as popular as ever, it would seem to me, because I've been to your shows and the audience has been packed, and the swing dancers love to come because your music is so perfect for swing dancing. and it's just, it's really an honor to have you here on the show, because you're my favorite piano player of all time.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Well, you're so good. So that's been like 20 years you've had your own band.
Almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you wear a lot of really cool clothes on stage, and your band always looks so sharp. I love how you coordinate people into a theme for the show, or a theme for the night, a theme for your set list. When did you get so dramatic, lady?
I don't know. Probably Candy had something to do with it. I kept thinking I wasn't good at this before that. I've never been good at doing what's supposedly required, like wearing perfectly vintage clothes or being a perfectly feminine woman or anything. I was never good at makeup or, you know, so when I was with Candy, I kept trying to think, what can I do to add to the show? Because I could see she was going to go, or at least try really hard to go national, international, which she ended up doing.
Yeah.
So I was struggling with it. I couldn't tell whether I should dress super femme or super butch. You know, I was thinking about it. And I got this chance to do this little gig for a woman named Ainsley, who was getting her master's in performance art. And she wanted, her show entailed getting under all these balloons and popping out and doing this monologue. And the entire time, for like an hour, I had to play I Gotta Be Me.
For an hour?
Hour, over and over, just like kind of backgroundy.
Mm-hmm.
And she dressed me up in a beehive and kind of 40s clothes and heels and everything, and sunglasses. And so that night, that was in kind of the afternoon, she was doing her master's thesis. And that night, I was playing with Candy at the Belly Up to open for Etta James. So I thought, well, you know, we play here a lot and everything. I'll just wear this outfit and it'll be special because it's cool, you know. And I had to wear a beehive every time we performed from then on. 10 years, you know.
Wow. Opening up for Etta James, that is just like a dream.
I know. We did it like 5 or 6 times.
Oh, in Atlanta.
Yeah, it was really cool.
That's so bitchin'.
And it was like sold out that night, you know, so it was very fun. And that was...
So you've played with a lot of your heroes, like not just Preston Coleman, but you got to play with Hatta Brooks.
Mm-hmm. Do you know who Hatta Brooks is? She's like one of those piano player singer women from the late 40s. Big, you know, she was played in L.A. With shows with Ellington and Basie and... You know,
was she a jazz pianist or a boogie woogie or rock and roll?
She did
or?
Boogie woogie. She was really
boogie
good
woogie.
At it.
Okay.
And she also, well, almost everybody in that era had to play boogie woogie if you were a jazz or, you know, blues piano player. But she could sing and she was extremely beautiful and sexy. And she was in a movie with Humphrey Bogart in A Lonely Heart or something like that. And she sang I Hadn't Anyone at this beautiful white baby grand to Humphrey and his sexy girlfriend in the movie, you know, mm-hmm. and it's so cool, you know. And anyway, I always loved her because she, you know, had all these great albums and, you know, my band does some of her songs too. And I got to do a show right before Hatta died with her. It was a boogie-woogie show with my friend Wendy DeWitt and Philippe Lejeune from France.
So I know that Wendy DeWitt is a boogie-woogie piano player also.
It was all piano players.
Oh, okay, okay.
So Wendy DeWitt, Philippe Lejeune, me, and Hatta Brooks. And she just knocked the audience out. She couldn't really do boogie-woogie anymore because of arthritis, you know, but she was... fabulous as her stage presence, and she put on such a good show. It was like sold out, and then she did one more show up in L.A. because she's from L.A. and died right after that. She was in her late 80s. And when I was playing, when I started out the show because I was the hostess, it was, you know, from San Diego, and that was at Dizzy's downtown. She got up and started playing with me. Mm-hmm. In the middle of one of my songs, which we got a video of, which is on my website also.
SuePalmer.com.
That's right. Thank you.
Wow. Now, you've got one of her songs on your album Live at Dizzy's. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So this one is called Anywhere, Anytime, Anyplace. Is there anything we need to know about this song?
This features the Motel Swing Orchestra with Deja Marie on the lead vocals. Excellent. It's a live tune. It was recorded live at Dizzy's.
I really like that record. It's a good one. Okay, here we go. Anywhere, Anytime, Anyplace. Sue Palmer and her Motel Swing Orchestra from the record Live at Dizzy's. Anywhere.
she was playing it fair. Dry your teardrops, don't you look so sad. Some brand new baby is gonna make you glad. Any time, any place, anywhere.
That was a great live track. I could just imagine Hadda being the vocalist. I'm going to have to check out that video from your website for sure. But I love Deidre Marie's voice. She's so great.
Yeah, it's perfect for her.
It is. It just really suits her. All right. Well, I had something to do with your last record that you recorded, because it was recorded at Thomas Yearsley's Thunderbird Analog Recording Studio right here in Oceanside. Not the building we're in currently, but at the old location on Wisconsin Avenue. And it was one of my very favorite days ever, because I got to kind of direct everyone. We were doing a video shoot as well as the audio recording, and it was a live recording with an actual audience. Made up of super fans and really close friends. And you had the whole Motel Swing Orchestra there and your loving nephew, Jacob.
Yes.
And everybody just was in love with Sue Palmer for that. It was a magical day.
And it was definitely a different recording session. And actually, it was the best way to do it for my band.
Well, you play live all the time.
Yeah.
You're so good at it.
Yeah, it was nice. We were all in the same room. We weren't divided up into little rooms. Live is really what I do best, probably. And it was intimate. And you were fabulous at rotating people in and out. You could only have about 10 people other than the band in the room. And they all loved it.
Yeah, but luckily people could see from the other rooms looking in. like looking in the glass from the control room and looking in from the side and looking in yeah. from the kitchen area or whatever. And we had crammed people all over that place.
And it was all videoed.
Yeah.
So they're on my website also. It's a different experience.
Yeah, I really enjoyed. I got to mix quite a bit of that record, and so
yeah.
it was a great learning tool for me. Thank you, my queen, to mix something live where you can't get the drum out of the drum vocalist's microphone.
Yeah, there's a lot of challenges to that.
Yeah, I learned a lot. I definitely learned a lot. I think it was like
recording isn't easy, and capturing the feeling of the live performance, I mean, it can't get any closer than what we did.
Yeah, I love that you can hear people even gasping. You can hear people, you know, saying, yeah. Not yeah. like screaming, but just like a casual, yeah.
It's part of it.
You know, and mm-hmm. It's all in there. And, oh my gosh, Johnny View on Harlem Nocturne.
I know you love that. It's raining in black and white, folks.
It is. It's so noir.
Yeah. I still want to use that one for some kind of video thing, project, you know, where it's the soundtrack.
Yeah. I can see some sort of creepy cartoon.
Yes.
Is it okay if I mention that you just had a landmark birthday?
Yes. It was probably the best birthday I've ever had.
Sue Palmer just turned 70 years old.
Oh.
That's right, San Diego. So if you want to see how it looks to really have some fun in your 70s, you go see Sue Palmer live. She is all over this county, and buy her records, and you're just not going to regret it at all. Sue, I'm so glad you could come to this studio for this podcast today.
And my pleasure.
You can follow her on happenin.com as well. It's HAPNYN.com. That's what's happening in San Diego. The Queen of Boogie Woogie, Sue Palmer. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you, Laura Jane.
I love you too. That's right. My name's Laura Jane, and I'm loved by Sue Palmer. I'm the luckiest girl alive. Yay.